Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 92. I'm Christy, your host, and today I want to talk about something that I've been learning on a more deep level lately, and that is the subject about forgiveness. Because I think, you know, for a really long time, I've heard you need to let go, you need to forgive, you're the only one hurting yourself by not forgiving. And the idea of that sounds good, but I think, like anything in life, until you feel it on a cellular level, until you understand what it means, and you break it down and what until you're just like ready to surrender certain things in your life, I don't think that you can just really fully let go of things that have happened to you in the past or what you've been through or things that people have done to you. I think it's easier said than done just to say like, forgive because, you know, it'll set yourself free. But I think it's true. I do think it's true. I think that, you know, holding on to things, holding on to resentments and all of that is like holding on to poison that just breaks down and cripples you for life if you let it. And really the only one truly it hurts is yourself. But I think there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people almost become addicted to the resentment and the anger because it feels so familiar. It feels like something they can hold on to. It feels like a really good excuse to be angry or bitter or, you know, like just unhappy. And I think people get so comfortable being the way that they're used to being, that it's hard to break out of it. I think I've had an understanding about life and about people, but I think it's taken many years for me to get to that level where I really do understand, like, you know what, everybody is truly, and I believe this in my soul, I believe that everybody in their lives are doing the best that they can with where they're at in their lives. I don't think that, I think people are intrinsically good. I think that, you know, everybody really wants the same things in life. They want to feel loved. They want to feel heard and understood. They want to be appreciated, and they want to love, they want to give love, they want to feel free. And that gets really, really complicated as we get older. It becomes something that we bury really, really deep down to the point that we forget about it. We forget why we are here. We forget what makes us feel alive. We forget what our purposes are for being. And it's sad. I think that if we can allow ourselves to forgive ourselves, this is how the process started for me anyway. I was able to forgive myself for a lot of the mistakes that I've made in the past, which was huge. I'm still in the process of forgiving myself for mistakes that I've made, for people I've hurt, for things that I've done, because I haven't like unpacked all of the things. I think that, you know, things come up and you're like, you remember them and you feel a certain way about them, and then you can release those feelings of shame or of embarrassment or guilt or whatever it is you're feeling. But I just think that my first step in being able to forgive other people was me forgiving myself. And yeah, I mean, it ends up being a lot of work. It ends up being really exhausting, to be perfectly honest, because when I first started doing this work, I would get really tired. Like, I would do a lot of journaling and I would do a lot of thinking and reflecting about my life and about where I've come from and about where I want to go. And it just was really exhausting for me to like kind of dissect all of that and to relive those emotions again and to be able to say, you know, those things happened in the past and they don't serve me anymore. And I'm going to decide to release those feelings and start forgiving, because we build up all of this, we build up this wall and this hard shell as almost ways of like protecting ourselves. I used to ignore a lot of things that I didn't want to feel anymore. Unworthiness, just feelings of, you know, selfishness and not really wanting to associate myself with certain things in the past. So I would just literally like walk away from things and ignore things and pretend like things didn't happen in my life so I could cope and move forward. But instead of ignoring the things that I needed to heal, looking at them, dealing with them, and understanding them from a different perspective now that I'm older has really helped me. I feel so much more at peace with my life, with myself, with my family, with dealing with circumstances that arise that are stressful or scary. Like, I just feel more well equipped to handle things. It's made me feel stronger. It's made me feel more confident at whatever life is going to throw at me. It's allowed me to, mature, I guess, in ways as well. Because if I don't walk around fearless, I don't want it to come off that way. I'm afraid of certain things. Of course, I'm afraid to fail to an extent, and I'm afraid of disappointing people, and I'm afraid of falling and making wrong steps, for sure. Like, I'm a human being. But at the same time, I do give myself some space for forgiveness always, because I know that I'm not perfect. And that has allowed me to look at situations and life and the people, my family, the people that have hurt me in my life. It's allowed me to look at those things in a way that that feels less black and white. Like, I think in the past, things were easier for me to digest if things were good or bad, you know, black and white. Like, when there's so much behind the scenes of life, behind the scenes of why people are the way that they are, why they react to what they react to, and why they feel a certain way. And when you can break those things down, honestly, a lot of the reason why people treat you the way they treat you is because of how they feel about themselves. It took me a long, long, long time to figure out that people are just offering a reflection of how they feel about themselves in the way that they behave. That is maybe one of the most profound things that I've learned over the past 3 years, is that whatever people are going, whatever's going on the inside is an exact reflection of what is happening on the outside. It never misses. It never goes wrong. It's like, whatever whatever you feel about yourself, whatever you feel about life, is what results you have today. And the more you can build yourself up, the more you can accept yourself, the more you can forgive and release, it allows you the energy to open up to more, bigger, greater things in your life. I think that is what I'm trying to get at with this whole episode of forgiveness. If you can forgive and release, that space in your heart and your soul and your mind, it gets freed up to fill with things that really matter, that are really important to you, that are purposeful, and that can carry you to places that you never could have imagined because you were too busy being bitter. You were too busy being scared. You were too busy being resentful and angry. And, you know, I decided to let all of those things go in an effort to live a greater, bigger, happier, more fulfilled, loving life. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And for a 20% discount on Stellarform, go to www.stellarform.fashion and use code POD for 20% off. I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.